Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier with us once again here on the program. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to a good new year now, too.
Absolutely. We had a great Christmas. Hope everybody else out there did, too, and I hope there's a good new year on the horizon for everyone as well.
All right. Well, in the shelter, always, of course, staying busy no matter what time of the year, and we do still have some pets that we need to let folks know about that are up for adoption.
You know, you don't expect a whole lot of adoptions during the week of a holiday. So I'm pleased to say that we did have one cat find a home during that last week. Okay. So that is to say, however, that we still have the same three dogs and two cats that we talked about last time. But there were no new ones, so that's okay. Nice. If you're in the market for a dog, we still have those hunting dogs, that class of dogs, the hounds and the pointer. We have April, who is an English pointer. She's around 2 years old. She has been spayed. She gets along really well with other dogs. She's more compact for her breed. She's a little bit smaller than breed standard, but she's very, very sweet. We have Deuce, the blue tick coonhound. He also is about 2 years old. He was found as a stray, so we don't have a lot of information about him, but he's a sweetheart. He's very fun. He's kind of got a goofy personality, and he's just really energetic and friendly. And then we have Raven, a walker coonhound, also very sweet. Another, abandoned or lost dog that no one has come in to claim. So Raven would make a great farm dog, any of these would be good companion animals, good farm dogs, good family dogs, any of those kinds of things. So if you're in the market for a little bit larger sized dog, certainly not a lap dog or a miniature, any of these might be a good fit for you.
All right. So some good options there for you. And as you mentioned, you get the baritone voice along with it.
These might be famous singing dogs someday. You never know. You could teach them all sorts of songs. You just don't know what hidden talents are here.
There you go. And you mentioned a couple of cats, too, that are carryovers that need a home as well.
Yep. We still have Tessie, that Siamese mix. I'm really kind of surprised she hasn't found a home yet. Very loving, very sweet, very playful. She does need to be in a home that doesn't have other cats for sure, and probably not any other dogs. Her early life, she was a little overwhelmed with all of the animal brothers and sisters that she had. And so as a result, she really wants her own free space. But as far as I can tell from handling her, she's very sweet and would make a really good companion animal other than for other animals. And then there is Sapphire. This is a black female. She's beautiful, all black cat with just a little bit of white on her chest and lovely yellow eyes. She was also found as a stray. We guess her to be under a year old anyway. A good, nice young cat. Very sweet, very well-tempered, and would make a good companion for a lot of years to come.
All right, so some good options there for adoption. If and they are planning on adopting, they need to stop by at 309 Sunnyside Lane. That's the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd. They're to stop by the shelter. And if they need to call, they can call 243-2287 as well. And adoption costs, as always, are very minimal as well.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better. $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog. Of course, you have to spay or neuter on top of that. But some of these animals that we talked about already were. So best Christmas present post-Christmas present at this point ever,
yeah,
I think.
All right. And we are getting towards the end of the year as well. And there are a lot of folks that help out and make the shelter possible. Not only the folks that work with the shelter, but, there's always donations as well that help make the shelter go.
Yep. First of all, I can't say enough about the people at the shelter, but also to all of you who have donated to the shelter, we just want to thank you. Of course, we can't list everybody by name. There are too many, and we're so grateful for that. But I just want people to know that the contributions that they make and the support that they have for the shelter really means a lot. And we want to put a special thank you also for Walmart. And the Walmart here in town donates all of the food for the shelter. So that is something, thankfully, that is would be an enormous expense and challenge otherwise, but because of that, it's never a problem. There's always food for these animals so that we can get them, rehabilitated and healthy and strong and get them back into a family again. But just because the food's donated doesn't mean there aren't other needs. It takes a lot to run a shelter, a lot of things that maybe even people don't think about, necessities that it takes for the shelter. So if you're looking for a worthy organization to donate to, it's the end of the year. A lot of people are doing that. We'd certainly welcome donations. cash donations. Occasionally there are items that they need. It's probably best to call ahead and find out what kinds of things are in specific need at that time. You know, somebody may donate 50 towels and then at that point we don't need any more. Yeah. But there are specific things throughout the year that we need. But always, always, if people, you know, are looking to donate and help the shelter, a cash donation is a really wonderful way to support the work that the fine people at the shelter are doing.
All right. So thanks a lot to all those folks, you know, the individuals that have donated, and then Walmart, there's a business giving out that food there to the shelter each year. So great way to support something here in your local area. And if you do have a pet, of course, we also want to remind you as the year turns that you need to make sure you get that licensing taken care of, too.
Yep. If you have a dog that resides in the city limits of Atlantic, the code in Atlantic says you have to have them licensed. So come on down to the shelter, bring proof of rabies shots, and the folks there at the shelter can help you get all set up with that.
All right. So if folks, once again, if they need to stop on by the shelter and hours and where they need to go.
Yep. We're on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest corner of town with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrea. Look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, everybody.
All right. Happy New Year. And that's going to do it for Leash on Life.